G'day there, folks. Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Internet Marketing Online Business Podcast Center signing on one more time for another quick tip update in this current series, Internet Marketing Strategies. Hello, how you doing? Thank you so much for taking the time to join with me. Tell me, what time is it where you are right now? Morning? Well, good morning then. Maybe I should say good afternoon, even good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world. And isn't that just the wonderful thing about internet marketing, that we have this opportunity to keep the doors open 24/7? So today we're continuing on. As I mentioned, we're up to number 9, and here we're looking at PPC, CPM. Huh? If you haven't come across these terms before, I'm talking about paid search engine marketing, or just any kind of paid marketing and advertising, really. Now, this is a tremendous thing, and this is an evolution in itself. I cannot, unfortunately, begin to even comprehend and explain in just 5 minutes all the detailed intricacies of, you know, pay-per-click marketing, which is what we're talking about. But instead, to give you the opportunity of understanding, if you've not come across this before, very simply, pay-per-click marketing is where you pay per click when someone comes through to your website. Now, this is very different to having your links on blogs and all of these types of things. If I were to use an example that is time-dated right now as I record this, we look at the Google AdSense and AdWords program. AdSense is where you have their ads on your website. Every time someone clicks on that, whoever paid to have the ad there, that click registers as a paid per click, and that advertiser, through the Google AdWords program, as of course, they're going to pay for that, takes it out of their account, the way it's been set up. Now, it's beautiful. Once upon a time, we used to be able to get them for 5 cents each. Hands up if you remember that. I don't really think there are too many around for that anymore. These days, some of the markets that I compete in, you're looking at between $12 and $18 per click. So you're probably thinking, if you haven't done this before, you know, my God, Paul, why the hell would I want to go and do that? I can't afford to pay 10, 20 bucks a click just to get someone to my website. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to suggest to you that you don't do that unless, of course, you're selling a $2,000 product that you know you've got an 8.5% plus whatever conversion ratio. Then, of course, it would work out. It's all about the numbers. And that's the thing. It is all about the numbers. So when it comes to pay-per-click advertising, depending on your industry, depending on your niche, depending on your marketplace, there may be some great opportunities with the AdWords program. But is it the only program? No. Take some time to look around, and I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of names right now because it's going to change in 6 months. And then 6 months later, it's going to change again. You know, when I first started getting involved with this, way back in the days of Overture.com. Now, if you've only come online the last 4 or 5 years, you're going to think, what the heck was Overture? Overture used to be the biggest pay-per-click search engine that was out there. Fantastic. Some of the opportunities that we had, of course, was then taken over, I believe, by Yahoo and incorporated into there. Even just recently, I've read that Yahoo is going to probably ditch this as well. So it's an evolution, as I said, in itself, and it does change. But the opportunities are there. CPM, which I mentioned earlier, is just a different form. You don't actually pay per click, you pay per impression. The M, Roman numeral for 1,000. Usually you might pay, I don't know, I'll just pick a round number, $10, $15, or $20 per 1,000 impressions of your advertisement, your ad, whether it's a banner, whether it's an image, a graphic, or whether it's a text ad. Totally depends on the individual. The whole point is this. The numbers tell the whole story. I do actually recommend that people use paid click or paid impression advertising and then measure your clicks to actually test sales copy when it's new, to find out if it's working, to get your conversion ratios. Because you have to assume that people are only going to click through on your ad if they're, you know, moderately interested. Okay, once they get there, what kind of conversion rate do you get? And if you're only getting a 0.5%, that's not good. You need to improve on that. Average is probably at least 2 to 3%. I mean, that's only okay. You get a good referral marketing campaign, as I mentioned earlier, though, with joint ventures, and you can clock that up to, you know, 10, 20, 50. I've had as high as 30%, 32, I think it was one time. I've seen others get over 60% conversion on joint venture marketing. But pay-per-click, PPC and CPM, pay-per-impression, is a good way to test and measure. So it's still a valid internet marketing strategy, though certainly should not be your only internet marketing strategy. All right, give that some thought for the day. This is Paul Bars signing off. We're only got one more to go. I'll talk to you then. You take care. Bye-bye.